Senator Lisa Murkowski took her seat for the first time today as the Energy and Natural Resources Committee's top Republican. From Washington, APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Senator Murkowski's status as ranking member won't be official until the Senate approves its appointments resolution, but it's considered to be a lock. After only 6 years in the Senate, Murkowski rose to be her party's leader on the committee when Pete Domenici of New Mexico retired last month. Democrat Jeff Bingaman chairs the group since his party is in power, but Murkowski sits beside him and has the privilege of speaking for her party. The Energy Committee's first hearing of the new Congress looked at the energy security challenges facing the country. Murkowski says she knows the nation's focus and that of Congress is on the economic crisis, but she says there's an important connection between the economy and energy policy.
We can't begin to fix the economy without addressing the need to how we're going to run our factories, how we're going to power our cars, how we're going to heat our homes. And while we have seen lower gas prices that have provided some relief, We recognize that it's only temporary until we can find a long-term solution to our nation's dependence on foreign energy sources.
The issue of energy security and independence is likely to be a major focus of Murkowski's next 2 years in office.
We've got to find ways to power our lives that are cleaner, that are more efficient, and, of course, more environmentally protective.
Murkowski noted that energy bills the committee led passage of in recent years haven't been fully implemented by federal agencies, and she pointed to offshore wind projects as an example. Some parts of the bills haven't yet received appropriations funding, but Murkowski says they will now likely be funded by the economic stimulus package that's being discussed in Washington.
The stimulus package, which is under development, will likely fund a number of these existing authorizations, everything from making our electrical grid smarter to increasing R&D work on alternative technologies to providing energy efficiency block grants to schools and local communities.
The Energy Committee took testimony Thursday from people who represent the Chamber of Commerce, the Energy Security Leadership Council, which is a group of business and military leaders, the Western Governors Association, and the progressive think tank, the Center for American Progress, or CAP. Kit Batten with CAP says her organization believes green investment is the path to energy security and economic prosperity.
CAP recently released a report detailing how $100 billion investment in clean energy and efficiency over 2 years would create 2 million jobs, nearly four times as many jobs as a similar level of investment in oil and gas.
There was disagreement among those testifying about how much effort should go toward drilling untapped oil, especially in controversial shale bed areas. But everyone agreed that renewable projects and energy conservation must be components of a new American energy plan. Diane Nielsen with the Western Governors Association says her group has some immediate short-term goals.
Promoting energy efficiency in all forms, including manufacturing of more fuel-efficient vehicles, enhancing public transportation systems, adopting regulatory structures that reward utilities that achieve reduced energy use among their customers, and manufacturing more efficient consumer goods.
Energy Committee members say they'll take all of Thursday's testimony into account as they craft new legislation in the coming months. The congressional session is off to a fast and focused start. The committee meets next week to hold confirmation hearings for Energy Secretary nominee Stephen Chu and Interior Secretary nominee Senator Ken Salazar, who has sat on the Energy Committee. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.